fact, I'm fixing to read some scripture. He tells us, you know, life's expected now. They say it's more than it was a few years ago, which it probably is. But you can't imagine how much lower it is than what it has been. Huh? How about Adam lived 900 and something? Methuselah lived the longest, didn't he? But I don't think nobody ever made it 1,000, did they? Lived 900 and something, some of them did. It just dropped on down. Record was between 700 and 800. And after the flood, dropped way down. And now, according to the psalmist and according to the word of God, 80 is 70, and by reason of strength, 80, which is 80. And some go past that, but a lot don't ever get there. Probably if you average it out, they don't get that far. So life is shortened up. But you know what? Man hadn't sinned in the garden. He never would have died. But you know what? God, in his loving mercy, turned about a sacrifice that we might not have to live forever and right on, not even 900-something years in sin. But listen, we can have eternal life now. Hallelujah. No matter if he is shortened up the days on this life, on this earth. And so life is nowhere about as long as it used to be. And I was thinking about this morning and this week, I was reading some of his scripture. Can you imagine how populated even the earth would be today if everybody lived 900 and something years? There probably wouldn't be room. Might not be room for us, Eddie. But they don't. But what I want to read some scripture, and maybe the Lord will teach us what time we do have here. He told us to number our days, not years, weeks, or months, but our days. I'm just going to read the whole chapter of Psalm 90. And I'll probably be referring to Psalm 90, 103 also some. Psalm chapter number 90 says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever even the form of the sea and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Aren't you so glad God never had a beginning, never have an ending, always has been, always will be? Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. You know, time just don't matter to God. I mean, it's like a watch in the night, 1,000 years is. Thou carest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourishes and groweth up, in the evening is it cut down. And with her it says, for we are consumed by thine angry, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before us, and our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days, verse number 9, are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that's told. The days of our years are 80 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet in their strength is labor and sorrow. For it's soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according so thy fear, so is thy wrath. Verse number 12. So teach us to number our days and to apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long let it be? Repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad. How long? All our days. Make us glad according to the days when thou hast afflicted us, and the years when we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto thy children. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of thy hand establish thy it. I want you to notice verse number 14. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Hallelujah. I want to try to share what the thought the Lord's laid on my heart this morning. I'm glad he satisfies. Would you pray with us? Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for the satisfaction of your marvelous grace and salvation that you brought to us. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word, how powerful and wonderful and marvelous it is. I pray you bless it this morning in a special way. Let it sink into our hearts and let it go forth and accomplish that displeasing to you. And God will ever thank you and we'll praise you for all that you're doing. And we'll ever glorify you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. He said, satisfy us early. That's why the Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter, it said, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth before the evil days come. That's why God says, do it early. You know what? If you could get to the place, if you could get young people, if you could get children to come to Christ and get satisfied, and you are satisfied in him, I might say, he wants to satisfy you early. Listen, people's hunting satisfaction. They hunting something to bring contentment and satisfaction and peace in their life, in their homes, in this world is searching for peace, but it's getting more trouble every day. And people's hunting everything in the world because they like satisfaction. And the psalmist said, Lord, he said, I want you to satisfy me and satisfy me early. That's what you need to get. If you can get a hold of God and get satisfied in him, the Bible said in Psalms, chapter 103, what a blessed chapter. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all of this within me. What bless his holy name. I said a while ago, he's blessed us. It's time we return and begin to bless and praise and glorify him. And the psalmist said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his what? Holy name. He said, don't forget all of his benefits. And you know what? One of the benefits of God is, listen, hallelujah, is not only rejoicing, not only peace, not all a lot of the things, but one is satisfaction. Thank God that you're satisfied. I'm going to tell you something. There's not enough money in this world to satisfy. So listen, not really. The inner man won't never satisfy him without Christ. Never. My daddy worked in Tallahassee for years. I'll never forget. He said they built some mansions over there. I mean, they had gold plates. And he said, you ought to see them. Some of them in the bathroom, gold door, just plated to the door. People had all kind of money. And I heard, he said he's glad somebody has some money because it give him a job. But you know what? I'm telling you, but those things don't satisfy. It don't matter what it is. It won't satisfy. It takes a satisfaction. You know one of the first things I'm satisfied with? Oh, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with his salvation that he brought to us. Thank God he said in that Psalms, oh Lord, satisfy me early. And if you could get to Christ and get satisfied, you'd quit hungering for the things of this world. You'd quit thirsting out of the things that are wrong. You could have peace and satisfaction beyond anything you can imagine. Hallelujah. You could. And it's available. But he said, oh, bless the Lord. He said he forgives all our iniquities. All our iniquities. Thank God. If you look at this, if you look at that 9th chapter of the book of Psalms, you'll find several places. Psalms 90 in different ones. You'll find different places where God talks about his mercy. Psalm 103. It talks about it 3 or 4 times, about the mercy of God. satisfy us, Hal? Look what he said. That we may have, that we may rejoice, yeah. Thank God for that. But he said, satisfy us, Lord, early, that we may rejoice, how? With thy mercy, with thy mercy, with thy mercy. It's God's mercy that brings satisfaction to your heart. Hallelujah. You know, some of the most satisfied. You ever heard Brother John Burks talk about Jamaica? He said, he was over a missionary for years. And he said some of the most satisfied ones. You know what they lived in? Huts. Tents. Dirt floors. Didn't have anything, did they? Cooked outside, yeah. But you know the ones that found Christ? They was happy as a lark. Whoo! Glory to God. They didn't know anything. That's why I keep saying why some of the old timers, some of our grandparents, and some that before that and some later, you know why they could sing and shout? They didn't have much in this world. I'm going to see Grandma and Grandpa sitting on the porch with a fan. They weren't in the house. It was hot in there. No insulation. A lot of rooms, no ceilings in them. I'm telling you the truth. But you know what? They had something inside. You didn't see them wringing their hands. You know what? God can give you satisfaction. It is not in worldly pleasure or worldly things. It's in Him. It's His mercy. They'd bring satisfied. You know why young people, you know why so many young people searching, looking, hunting, wanting something for you, wanting something to satisfy them? They need what they haven't found, what they really need. That's in Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. And He said, I want you to be satisfied early. And He said He would satisfy us. He said, Lord, first benefit is forgiveness of sins. That's what He said. Who forgiveth all our iniquities. I'm glad, glory to God, there's nothing brings peace like being forgiven. And nothing brings satisfaction to that old soul like being forgiven. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. When I got up from that altar that night, I thought somebody took a ton of weight off my chest. I felt a peace that passeth all understanding, and I felt satisfied. And I still got that peace and that satisfaction in my heart. And you know what? Nothing brings it. But I tell you, when you get them sins forgiven, get them washed in the blood, what peace that is. If you're this morning and never had it, these spirits of forgiveness of sins, who forgiveth all our iniquities. And He's the forgiver and healeth all our diseases. Greatest disease ever been is old sin disease. And nothing in the physical will ever come up with it. Don't know the results of the physical is the result of the other. Don't get me wrong. Falling Adam, Adam fell in the garden. It brought a terrible curse on the whole human race. And we was born in sin. That's why we had to be forgiven. But He's a great healer. He heals us. He's a physician. You know what? I heard somebody said, and I went, had a funeral yesterday, the man was really trusting the Lord for him to heal him. But He took him on. But you know what? We heal here for a while. You hear me? And sometimes we are. It hadn't been for the healing hand of God, I wouldn't be here this morning. But we healed here for a while, but that's temporary, Brother Jimmy. But when we get over yonder, that's eternal, Brother Calvin. Hallelujah. So He healeth all our diseases. And then He says something else. In Psalm 103. This is satisfied. He redeemeth our life from what? From all destruction, didn't He? Destruction. Isn't that what He said? who redeemeth our life from destruction. You know what God does when he saves you? Listen, he redeems you from destruction, because if you keep going, you're going to destroy yourself. And listen, you'll be in eternal destruction forever if you don't redeem you. Thank God. Whew. Can't you breathe better? Knowing that you're satisfied. Thank God. Hallelujah. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Now, like that other part. Well, I hadn't even read that this morning, but it's over there. Psalm 103. Who satisfies. There it is. That's the verse I won't get to anyhow. Who satisfies thy what? Mouth. With bad things? Good things. Somebody said you can't have a good time, my Lord. I'm here to tell you, you can, thank God. He satisfies you with good things. You don't have to have the bad things of the world to be satisfied. Have a good time. You can have them in Christ. That's where it is. You get drunk on the Holy Ghost and you won't wake up with a hangover the next morning, I guarantee you. Amen. He won't wake up with a hangover. Well, they thought Peter and him was, they thought they were drunk. He's not drunk as you suppose. But this is that. The old prophet Joel was talking about. Well, you know what I keep telling them? We need some of that. We need some of that to fill our soul. So full. That people are going to say, what's wrong with you? Woo! Are you satisfied? We used to sing a song. What was that song we used to sing? Are you satisfied? I'm satisfied or something. I can't remember. But I know one thing, it's something to be. Satisfied with him. So he fills us. He satisfies us with good things. I'm satisfied with his salvation. I'm satisfied with the sweet Holy Ghost. I'm satisfied with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm satisfied with everything he did for me in the past. And I'm satisfied. Not only have I been satisfied, but he satisfies me in the present. He satisfied me about my past. It's gone. He satisfies me in the present right now. And I'm satisfied about the future. How come? Know where I'm going. Whew. Boy, you're talking about bringing satisfaction on that. Hey, so the old devil come to you sometime and tell you a lot of things. Sometimes when you by yourself and basically have been for the last year at night, he come and say, well, what if you leave here during the night? Nobody won't even know it. I said, well, that won't make no difference no how. Whether they know it or not. That's what I told him. Huh? Lord may come get me. I've been good hands. But it ain't the devil coming after me. Because he's scared of the blood and I'm under it. Are you under it? Hallelujah! Are you under it? The blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin, and he satisfies us. Not only does he forgive us, but he satisfies us. Hallelujah. Do you have that satisfaction? It'll show up if you do. It'll boil out like a boiling spring. We got some springs on our property that don't ever go dry. Got one up on the road, breaks loose when it rains like it did a while back. We call them wet weather springs. But you got some that runs all the time. But hey, we don't have just, we got one that runs all the time. It's eternal. It's everlasting. It's satisfaction. It's joy. It's peace. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. So he said he satisfies us with good things. That's that honey in the rock. You like honey? I ate a couple spoonfuls this morning. It's good for you. Energy. Well, I tell you, if you go to drinking from the rock and get that honey out of that rock of Christ, it's good for you. Healthy. Satisfied. Glory to God. Amen. Well, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. All that's within me. Bless his holy name. Oh, it's a God. Amen. So I'm going back over here to Psalm 9 and fixing the close, Lord willing. Satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may what? Rejoice. And I'm going to tell you something. It's hard to rejoice if you don't have no satisfaction. If you're miserable. And you know who's miserable? Anyone without hope. All men most miserable if you don't have hope. Hope. That's why I told the sorry and others which have no hope. You can sorry and grieve, and we all do. But not as others, which don't have no hope. Looking that blessed hope. I went into, I shouldn't even share this probably, but I went in hardly ever, you know, we got, one time we had 5 bedrooms, now we got, 3. Still got the room, but we don't. Anyway, I went in one of the bedrooms. I don't hardly go in 2 of them. But I went in one of them this morning. First time I probably ain't been there 6 times since Carol been gone. But it's the one we had to go when we came home, when I come home from the rehab, from the nursing home. You know why? And that's where we got, I'd forgotten, that's where we got the wheelchair in there and got the walker. Like where I was at one time. And she was in a wheelchair before she left, same one. That's where we got it in that room. And I went in there and stood a little while. You know, while we was in there, the bed in there is low to the floor. The one in the room we used to sleep in was high. It was high. I couldn't get on it when we come home out of the wheelchair. So that's where we went. There's the other bed, Mr. Tall Carol. She had her stool all the time. But, you know, I just jump on them, you know. I could, and I can get on it now, so no problem. Thank God. But I went in there and just did something to me. I said, Lord, you didn't take me home out of the wheelchair or the hospital, but you took her. But what, Lord? I don't question God. And neither should we. But we can talk to him. He's our Heavenly Father. And he's big enough. If you do want to ask him some questions. But I said, Lord, for some reason, you got our days numbered. As sure as I'm preaching to you this morning, he said, teach us the number of days and apply our hearts to wisdom. I don't know. None of us know how many days we got. But you know what the Lord was saying to me? Son, make them count. Don't worry about how many. You could go back. If you had a calculator, you could probably do it with that if you wanted to do. Count the days you've been here. Go back to how many years you can count the days. But you can't count how many you're going to be left. Me neither. Truth? But the Lord just speaking to me and said, just be satisfied. And no one thing, that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So I want to encourage you. Remember thy creed in the days of thy youth. You know what? I'm looking back now and said, I'm so glad God saved me when he did. preacher, I helped the preacher yesterday preaching in the funeral. And he was, when he was preaching, he was talking about the guy we was preaching funeral for, good friend. And he said he remembered that when they were both out there in the world and God saved both of them. You know what? It's His mercy. It's His mercy that brought us into the kingdom. It's His mercy that's going to satisfy us. Thank God. So, Lord, do a little teaching to us. You know, we need to be taught. We need to be taught how frail we are. That we are mortal. We're not immortal yet. You know, sometimes we think that somehow or another we're going to escape death, but we're not. But I believe with all my heart that we'll be satisfied with this life He's given us. We can even be satisfied even when we come to the doors of death. Praise God. We can be satisfied with His love and His mercy and His grace and all He's doing for us and all His provisions that He's provided for us. I want to be satisfied. Oh, God, give me contentment. You know, the Apostle Paul, all he went through, he said, I've learned in whatever state I am to be what? Content. And God, help us to be whatever. Lord, I want to be satisfied. I want to be content in what You got for me to do. And help me count every day and make it count for Your glory. And be satisfied at His will. You know what? If there's any one thing you want to be satisfied with, the will of God. And remember, all things work together for good them that love God and are called according to His purpose. Satisfaction. I'm thankful for His provision, for His will, for salvation. And thank God I'm satisfied with it. Can't add nothing to it and can't take away from it. It's all complete. My wonderful Lord. I'm satisfied with Him. Amen. Let's stand together. We're going to sing a hymn. Brother going to come lead us in a hymn. Brother Patrick, come lead us in a song.